Cincinnati Reds, the catcher, Johnny Bench, the first baseman, Tony Perez.
That night, however, Mets manager Yogi Berra gave his ace Tom Seaver the baseball, and the Reds' offense went wild. Tony Perez and rookie Doug Flynn hammered home runs as the Reds scored a whopping 11-4 victory. Seaver, a backward glance at Bench. Long pause, looking again the pitch. Here's a drive, left field, Milner back, he's looking, it's gone. Long home runs were especially of George Foster and Tony Perez. And then Tony Perez pounded a prodigious shot against the Philadelphia Phillies.
Here comes a 3-2 pitch to the plate. It is swung on and hit deep to left field. A tremendous shot to left. It will be in the red seat. A two-run homer for Tony Perez. And that ball went into the red seats in left field. A tremendous shot by Tony Perez. It finds its way into the red seats in left field. And you can count on one hand the number of times that has been done in this stadium since it opened back in 1970.
Well, I think you would have to sit here and safely say that he got all of that one.
Right, a second to throw to Morgan, to throw to Tony, a double play.
The Reds one strike as pitcher faces pitcher. Bases loaded, two out. Rooker ready with a pitch. That is swung on, hit on the right field, a base hit. Tony Perez is in.
That's the whole problem. He's not in.
He's not in. That's wrong.
Perez helped make it three straight the next day with a game-winning home run. RBIs are synonymous with Tony Perez. For the ninth consecutive year, he exceeded the 90 mark in runs batted in, and for the third straight season, he passed his century mark with 109. He also reached a big RBI milestone in his career on September 2nd against San Diego's Jerry Johnson.
Perez waiting on the 2-0 pitch to the plate. He hits a base hit to left field. Geronimo scores, and Tony Perez is the all-time RBI leader in Cincinnati Reds history. His 1,010th as they come to their feet with a standing ovation here at Riverfront Stadium.
The Reds struck early with Tony Perez's first inning home run. Perez with a fly ball, deep left field. Back is this, and it's gone, a home run.
Tony Perez hammers a 1-1 pitch out of here to give the Reds a 2-0 lead.
Petey looking for the sign. He kicks and deals. The pitch is hit to Morgan. He's up. He throws to Tony, and the 1975 pennant belongs to the Reds.
And they're roaring here. They were the unlikely sight of Tony Perez stealing second. Two down. That wakes the Red fans up. And Bench hit the fly deep to left. Going. Gone. That was the first hit for Cincinnati. And they have the lead, 2-1.
The Red Sox jumped to an early 1-0 lead. But in the fourth, Tony Perez, who was 0-15 in the series up to that point, broke out of his slump. Then in the sixth, the Reds broke the game wide open on Perez's second home run of the night.
Bench is at second, Morgan at third, and nobody out. Tony leveling the bat, waiting for Cleveland's pitch. Here it comes. Fly ball, long drive to left field, home run! Tony Perez breaking out of his series slump with a bang.
After that sudden death victory by Boston, a lot of teams would be down emotionally, but not the Reds. In Game 7, they found themselves down once again by a 3-0 count. But once again, they came fighting back. In the sixth, Bill Lee tried to use his Ephus curve on Tony Perez. It did not work.
There's his blooper pitch. There it is. A high drive. He's waiting for that one. That one is gone over everything. Perez timed that blooper pitch and slammed it over the screen out in the Lansdowne Street, and now we have another one-run ball game in this World Series.
Then in the
teams would have quit. We were still down by 3 runs, and Perez gave us a line with that 2-run shot. You can tell I'm hoarse from yelling the whole game, and I just was happy to get that base hit to tie the ball game. And
the proud Reds previewed an explosive offensive season on April 8th. In front of 52,949 opening day fans, Tony Perez led the Reds to a 15-hit, 11-5 conquest of Houston.
It's a 4-1 ball game. The Reds over the Astros. Cincinnati trying to get some more with second and third occupied and one out. The strike two pitch. Perez line drive. Base hit down the left field line. In the score is Griffey. Here comes Joe Morgan. Tony heading towards second base. A two-run double, and it's 6-1 our side.
Number 24, the first baseman, Tony Perez.
Tony Perez boomed out 15 RBIs in his last 15 games to reach 91, his 10th year with 90 or more. He ruined the game for the Cardinals' Al Roboski in June.
With the tying runs on and nobody out, Griffey second, Davey first. The strike one pitch, swung on and hit into deep center field. Way back, it is going to be. This one belongs to the Reds. Tony Perez is in a home run to dead center field, and the Reds have done it again. As Perez hit one over the 404 marker in straightaway center field, and Cincinnati has pulled it out of the ninth inning by a final score of 8-7. Oh, boy.
Perez made the most of his 139 games.
Garber will work from the stretch. He kicks and he throws. Swung on and lined off the glove of Dick Allen into right field. Here comes Rose. Here comes Griffey. On to third is Morgan, and the Reds lead it 3-2.
Well, Marty, it looked like there might well have been a play on by Boone and Allen, because Dick was moving toward the bag and Tony reached out and hit the ball that way. And I just believe that there was a play on, a pickoff play between Boone and Dick Allen because of the way Allen was going toward the bag.
Following the screamer hit by Perez,
it is pandemonium down on the field. It is pandemonium down on the field. And it is pandemonium down on the field.
There's pandemonium here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're rooting for Tony Perez to get in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, more than rooting.
Reggie was the only guy that pulled it off. Negro didn't get it.
300 wins and he didn't get it.
And Perez didn't get it.
Why didn't the big dog get in it?
Go figure.
Right now, this is already our second annual
Why Didn't Perez Get in the Hall of Fame show.
Or Why Did Tony Get Screwed show. 749-1444. Is the phone number here?
That's right. We are a late night talk show, and as usual, we're taking your calls at 749-1444. We got a guest tonight, too, don't we, Rob?
Who?
Jeff Roberson, otherwise known as JR.
I thought his name was Eric.
No, his name's not Eric.
No, it's Jeff.
It's not Phil either.
Okay.
It's Jeff, and Jeff's here. He's going to be playing some songs for us.
Oh, tonight. He's the guy that was bitching that we're not NKU earlier,
yeah.
Right?
He's
oh, okay. Yeah.
We didn't bring any beer or weed or White Castle.
Now we're going to let him play.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Because when he was on those other radio stations, they took care of him.
Oh, he's the guy that came in and all he did was start ragging on the station and on the show and on the microphone he had to use and stuff like that.
Yeah. Complaining already. We haven't even let him sing a song yet.
So he's going to be up a little bit later on, do a little acoustical thing.
Mm-hmm.
We might even promo his little horse and pony shows down there.
And Rob and I are going to be compiling a list here. We're going to make our top 10 list of 1992.
Things that should have happened.
What didn't happen that you were hoping was going to happen in 1992?
For instance, didn't we have a couple for instances already?
Pete Rose should have been voted into the Hall of Fame.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And
instead of piping Muzak down on short vine, they should be piping out nitrous oxide.
That's a good one.
The kids down there already act that way.
Those kids are already pretty silly, pretty giggly.
So give us a call here at 749-1444 for the Late Night Talk Show.
And right now I could tell you what should have happened in 93. The big dog.
That's right.
That could go for 92.
That's
too.
The first thing that should have happened in 1993. Should have happened in 1992.
You want to do one of his tunes?
What do you want to do?
Let's let him play.
Okay, Jeff, you want to do a song? Yeah.
You want to do a song?
Why waste any time? Sure. While Jeff is singing here, you can call us at 749-1444 and get in on this. Maybe you can even try to pull off a request. But Jeff doesn't know any Skinner tunes. Okay, here's Jeff Roberson. What's the name of the song?
The phone. That's called Cry. And I think what is the top 10 list again?
Things that should have happened in 1992 but didn't.
George Steinbrenner should never have been reinstated as owner of the Yankees in 1992. Does that qualify? I mean, it's
that
kind
sure
of like
does.
A double negative kind of.
And if the Reds'
situation.
Policy regarding facial hair on the ball players. Don't you think it should also apply to Marge as well?
Yeah, without a doubt, and the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt.
But sing a song, Jeff.
That's the only reason I've never liked the Reds. That's the train. All night. Whoa, drop my pick. And when the morning comes, put your new face on. Can't eat, can't sleep, can't see what's right. You're always so sick, yeah, your stomach's so tight. And always, always, it's the pain you feel. Such heartache. When you find out you're not so sure what's true, the desolation of being alone, the pain, well, the pain of what you've done. That's the cry all night. When the morning comes, put your new face on.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Who's the lovely guest you brought with you tonight?
That would be my sweet old dog, 12-year-old Chloe.
Kind of kind of pedigree is she?
She's half lab, quarter collie, and a quarter terrier.
She's looking mighty fine tonight.
Yeah, she looks good. Her, she's got a little itch in the back of her butt that she's having a hard time getting to, but, you know, give her a little hand every now and then.
The phone number here is 749-1444. Call us up. Talk to me or Rob or talk to Jeff. If you like that song, you'll be hearing some more later on in the show, and you can also catch him January 24th down at the Southern Ohio Acoustic Revival, which will be taking place at Sudsy Malone's.
The Miser's Palace.
And February 3rd down at Lynn's Lounge. What's Lynn's Lounge?
Lynn's Lounge is...
That's Sudsy's too?
That's a name of a band.
Oh, okay. You in that band, I guess?
Yeah, I'm the...
Are you Lynn?
No, I'm the lead singer.
Oh, okay.
Lynn is a guy who lives over in Northside. Actually, I'm not supposed to say that. I'm sorry, I didn't say that.
Okay, so he's not...
You got his phone number?
Lynn is definitely not a guy from Northside. We've established that fact.
You should call him up.
That is the loudest damn guitar I think I've ever heard in my life.
Well, good.
Did you like you hit it really, really hard? Is that how you get it to be so loud?
No, it's just it has this built-in microphone PA system
really?
In it. Yeah.
Break a lot of strings?
No, not at all.
Jeff, would you consider yourself a hippie?
Well, you know, I was a hippie back in the 70s. Okay.
Now
I'm just a guy. I mean, long hair is just something that, you know, it's just a look that you have, you know. Did you see the tempo section today?
The grunge look, I understand.
The grunge look.
I understand. It's high fashion
it's
grunge.
It's hot, man. It's hot.
And plaid flannel shirt, $850.
Yeah. It's serious stuff. It's a plaid shirt, but it's actually not made out of flannel. It's actually made out of silk.
Oh, silk.
Now, obviously, you didn't read the article.
No, I didn't read
you
it.
You just looked at the pictures.
I kind of just guessed what the article would be, and I don't think I was that far off, probably. You read it, though? You sat down and read it?
No, I read the paper word for word.
You believe it all?
No, I said I read the paper word for word.
Any tattoos?
Yes, I have a tattoo.
What is it?
It's a flying man. You want to see it?
No. Where is it, though?
It's on my shoulder.
You want to see it? Let's see it. Okay, yeah. We'll see it on your show.
And then we can describe it to our listening audience. Stay tuned, everybody. You know, go figure this out. They get the world of fashion is so screwed up. They take the clothes that you wear when you're out fixing your car in your garage, and then when you're all done working on your car,
right?
You go and you mow the lawn with it, and then you sweat in it some more. Then you go jam with your band, and then after that, you go out drinking in the same clothes. Now they're making it high fashion.
They did the same thing with blue jeans. They used to be work pants. Now they're really cool. We're about to give you a play-by-play of Jeff's tattoo.
While you're waiting.
It is a flying guy.
749-1444 is the phone number here.
It's a guy
in...
It's
like an outline of a guy. It looks like a...
No, it's a guy in long johns. It's a guy in long johns with a little feety in his
see, I don't know. See that?
And that's your
tattoo. That's some nice hair you got
right?
in your back, Jeff.
That is. See, he's got... Well, you said long johns on, but he's got a bone.
He's a little flying guy with a boner. Isn't that great?
No. Okay, he's got a stain on his head to go to the bathroom or you know that old thing, huh? So we got Jeremy.
Hello, Jeremy. You're on the air.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much.
What's on your mind tonight, Jeremy?
Nothing. I think Tony Perez should be in the Hall of Fame.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Put down one vote for Tony.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. All right.
And Pete Rose should be.
And Pete Rose too. Put down a vote for Pete. Pete and Tony.
And that's a pretty good little guitar playing guy.
Do what now?
That's a pretty good guitar playing guy.
You think he's pretty good?
Yeah, he's actually really good.
Go down to Sudsy's on January 24th or February 3rd. He'll be playing down there then.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be whores if we didn't plug his gig, you know?
How much is the acoustical thing there?
How much is an acoustical thing?
I mean, how much is it to get in?
How much is it to get in that show? A dollar.
$1 for the Southern Ohio Acoustic
When is that, the 3rd?
Yeah, on January 24th, the Southern Ohio Acoustic Revival show at Sudsy's is only one bone.
Basically, Jeremy, it's a dollar to keep the drunks out.
Right on, it's a dollar
it's
to keep...
It's a dollar to keep the Clifton Vine Street drunks out.
Who else is going to be at the gig?
Huh? Besides me?
Yeah, Doc Watson?
Jeremy's going to be there.
Jeremy, you going to be there?
And,
actually, I'll probably bring my whole band.
There you go.
You're in a band, Jeremy?
What's the name of the band, Jeremy?
I'd rather not.
Okay, that's fine. I understand secrets.
Because
I got plenty of.
Changed our name at all.
Yeah, that you don't want to let anybody know what your new name is.
No, our name is Human Machine.
Well,
that's a cool
Machine.
Name.
It used to be Bill Jack, but nobody takes that name seriously.
Yeah, what's in a name? Rose.
I heard you guys.
Rose is a whore.
Change your name to Cat Chow.
Who? Hey, that's kind of funny. But no, we're called Human Machine.
I can't hear a thing.
Everybody go see Human Machine. I know somebody's probably going to call up and say we sucked. so I'm not worried about
Jeremy,
it.
Jeremy, don't worry about it. I've been in plenty of bands that suck.
Well, see, there's, we don't suck. It's just we play in front of all these trendy people, and they just don't like it because we don't play helmet covers.
Oh, that's right. The people suck, Jeremy.
No, people don't suck. Just people that we've played with suck. And that bands that we've played with suck. Except Motion 13.
The whole damn world sucks.
Signalman. No, Chris and Rob don't suck.
Right on.
Thank you.
And Jeff.
Chow.
Daryl don't suck.
Helmet don't suck. 749-1444. Queen sucks. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And as usual, you can give us a call here at 749-1444. A couple things we want to discuss tonight.
Tony Perez, Hall of Fame or not?
Not. He didn't get in. He got screwed.
And we also need to finish compiling our top 10 list of things that should have happened in 1992 but didn't.
Like Lollapalooza came to Cincinnati, right?
The Afghan Whigs should have played there.
Exactly. Those are the kind of things we want to find out. What else should have happened in 1992? Or what should have happened, not what else should have happened. Just anything should have happened in 1992. Like Elvis got a stamp, but who should have got a stamp?
Nicholson. Jack Nicholson should have got his own stamp.
You
got
to be dead.
He should be looking like he was in The Shining, where he's like saying, "Here's Johnny." That should be the pose. And there should be a Jack stamp.
So 10 years after he's dead, you can nominate.
We should make it now, though.
I heard all you have to do is just call the post office or write him a letter and say, "I nominate Jack Nicholson to have his own stamp," after he's been rotten for 10
years. Could I nominate you?
When I'm dead for 10 years, if you think you'll still be alive. You'll die before I will, though.
No, I'm going to outlive you.
No.
You're living that decadent late-night talk show lifestyle, Holmes. Of course I'm going to outlive you.
And we also have a live in-studio guest. Actually, two. We have a dog, and we have a musician.
Jeff Roberson's here playing guitar.
And that song you played a little while ago, before he was on the air, did you write that, Cry, that song Cry?
Yes, I write all the songs I play.
You don't do any covers?
Okay, no, I lied. Yeah, that song I did write.
Okay.
I do some covers.
Margaritaville?
No.
What about Let's All Get Drunk and Screw?
No.
Changes in Attitude,
no.
Changes in Latitude?
No.
My gosh.
Color My World, no.
Cheeseburger in Paradise?
No.
25 or 6 to 4?
No.
Well, so hopefully his original.
I guess I won't
good.
Be playing at your wedding, huh?
How about Crab Races?
No.
749-1444 is the phone number, and we also got to talk about the big dog. We got a big doggy quiz because we know that no one who listens to this show read the Enquirer Sunday, so we're going to spring the big Tony Perez quiz on you here in just a little while. Joe, go ahead. You're on with Chris and Rob and Jeff and Tom and Jim.
Happy New Year, Chris and Rob and Jeff and Todd and Bob and Carol. And
Happy
Jeff
New
and
Year, Joe. What's on your mind tonight, Holmes?
Jim's over here crying, man, because you forgot his name. I mean, you got everybody else's.
Well, we had two things that should have happened in 1992.
Yeah, what should have happened?
I should have made more money in 1992.
We're kind of thinking more cosmopolitan.
Joe, where did you go wrong?
Well, more cosmopolitan? Okay, I should have weighed more babes in 92.
Should have gotten a date?
I should have gotten...
Joe, I want to know, where did you go wrong? Why didn't you tuck away that little hidden savings that you were planning on putting away for a rainy day?
Joe, why didn't you get a date in 1992?
Yeah, what's the matter with you anyway?
I got plenty of dates in 1992, let me tell you.
You just
then why are you
complaining
about it then?
I'm just saying I should have gotten more.
More dates?
Yeah, more dates.
Well.
How much money did you make, Joe?
Well, you know, it was, I think it's three-digit figures.
Three digits?
Yeah.
That's not much, Joe.
$4.08.
$4.80. Boy, how many dates did you stretch out of $4.80?
Well, the first three dates I only spent $1.25 on. But then it was a while before
I'll tell you, the cheapest date in town.
So
cheapest date in town. High school football game, take the bus down. It's a quarter down, a quarter back on the bus. White Castles when you're all done.
I can't afford the bus. I got a 10-speed with a backpack on the back of it. It says I will work.
You got a basket on the front to set your date in?
Well, that's when I find one. Sometimes I just bundle her up and stick her in the backpack, you know.
You know, Ted Bundy?
Joe can probably deflate his date, though.
Well, it's true, but it's hard. You know, a calculator, you got to pay a quarter for air. And that gets real expensive. You know, I'm used to little cheaper dates, actually.
What, the kind you blow up yourself?
Yeah, you know. Well, you can just take them to the local filling station. I buy the heavy-duty ones. You know, they got the inflation nozzle on them. But a coconut, you got to pay a quarter for air, so hell.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to do that. Just take it to the high school, and, you know, the coach will have a basketball pump for you or something.
Hey, Joe, do you rinse that puppy out when you're done with it?
No, actually, I'll buy the disposable pack.
Well, see, you don't spend your money wisely. Everybody knows you got to get those reusable dolls.
Disposable well, you know, pack? What are you talking about, Joe?
I was thinking of for 93, maybe I should start doing it.
Joe, I felt pretty bad about myself till you called. Thanks for uplifting me. We gotta go.
Well, hey, later.
Later.
749-1444 is the phone number here.
Man, that guy made $4.80 last year and pays a quarter a date. That's living back in those Grapes of Wrath times or something. Mm-hmm. The way back then. What should you have done? Personally, let's get personal here for a minute. Let's let our vast listening audience in on a little personal insight into the lives of Chris and Rob. Chris, what should have happened to you, Chris, in 1992 that didn't happen?
That big break that we've all been waiting for.
The big break, which would have been what?
Should have been taking the show over Larry King's time slot.
That's going to come in 93. Uh-huh. That's in the cards.
I mean, he's boring anyway. Try it out, man. Say, hello, San Jose, you're on the air. Say it.
Hello, San Jose, you're on the air.
See, we'd be better at it.
We've got Garrison Keillor, Mr. Christmas, on.
You'd be a lot better at it. So 749-1444 is the number here. Get your calls in.
So I'm watching Larry King on Christmas night or whatever day. He's got Garrison Keillor. And last thing, I always thought Larry King was Jewish. And he's talking about why he cries every Christmas.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe because he didn't get any toys and all the little Protestant kids got toys
maybe
and stuff.
Maybe because all his friends are Christians and they're out partying while he's home alone because he did Hanukkah a week before.
Yeah, he's lighting candles and stuff and everybody else is out drinking J&B.
Could be.
But he's Garrison, why does everybody cry on Christmas? And you know what Garrison said?
What's that?
Because somebody plays Silent Night.
That's a pretty sad song.
Everybody cries at Silent Night. A different Jeremy.
Hello,
Jeremy. Too.
Hello, Chris and Rob.
It's a new improved Jeremy.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, I'm just having a good old time.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just sitting around drinking beer thinking about the New Year.
What about the New Year?
Well, I think they ought to throw more of the rascals out. Yeah.
Throw more of what rascals out?
What are you talking about, Jeremy?
Politicians. Haven't you been listening, boy? It's all politicians out there. We gotta throw some more of the rascals out. Yeah.
Like who? Like that Charlie Lucan character?
And Bill Clinton. What's he gonna do?
He hasn't even gotten in yet. You wanna throw him out?
I wanna throw him out. Get rid of him. He's a rascal. Get him out of there.
He's a rascal.
Yeah, but his wife's a good looker, ain't she? Good cookie.
She's got a big, big buns.
Yeah.
She's got a wide berth. Her Chelsea inherited that wide berth. You notice that, Jeremy?
Oh, yeah.
What was the origin? Where did this disillusionment with the political system originate?
Probably during the 60s. Weren't you there?
I was a wee tot.
Oh, we all lost our
Me and Rob, we were doing it right. We don't remember a thing.
Yeah, it was a good time. You all should have been there. But I think Bill, you know, he said he didn't inhale, but...
Jeremy, sounds like you're still there, man.
I think he's choking on bong fill. Speaking of the 60s, Jeff, do you have any songs about the 60s?
No.
Not one?
Not
do you do
one.
Any Quicksilver Messenger Service or anything
no.
like Moby Grape in your set?
No.
Uncle John's Band?
No.
Like
Sugar Magnolia?
No.
You don't do those?
No.
Who is that Big Mountain? Do you do the
no.
the cheer? The 1, 2, 3,
the
4?
The fish cheer?
Yeah.
Country
do,
Joe?
Do you do any of that kind of stuff?
No.
Well, I don't know. But you do kind of a bluesy thing there at the little bottleneck working and that kind of stuff. Is most
yeah,
of your stuff bluesy?
It's more like bluegrass, but...
oh, so was that your bluesiest kind of tune you had there? Cry?
Yeah, I suppose. It was a blues change, yeah.
Who are your influences?
What kind of stuff do I buy at the record store there, Gooch?
You work at a record store?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to say that.
No, you're not. You're just like Kenny doesn't work in the Northside.
Every time I come over to a place, you got all these Captain Beefheart records laying around.
There
Tom
you go.
Waits. You know there wouldn't be a Tom Waits if it wasn't for Captain Beefheart.
That's right. That's right.
Hit us with another song, Jeff.
All right. This is a song I wrote out in Western Illinois.
This song is called
Number 4's got Tom Waits on it.
No, we weren't even talking to you. Don't even pay attention to us. That's Ignore hard. The man behind the curtain.
Yeah. It's called Maryville, Illinois. They shot old Bob in the head with an AK-40 something or another, and they hung him in the carport with his belly cut open to drip into a pickle bucket. And later in the garage, I saw the sawzall they used to dismember him, shoved in the corner. And maybe I don't understand what it takes to man. And maybe you can see what all this noise has got to do with Maryville. Head on my pillow, eyes out the back window, while I watch the rain fall through the street light. And morning comes so slowly, you rest easy. With your fingers you draw stick figures in the frosted window. Got time to kill the fucked up in champagne anyway in St. Louis you'll never see. And maybe you don't understand what it takes to be a man or what the hell the point is when you're in Maryville, Illinois. Hey, Maryville. In bad convenience store coffee in foam cups from New Jersey and real imitation dairy product in the middle of the heartland to help choke it down. And the clerk in the auto parts store, he's got a receding hairline and rockabilly sideburns, and he's genuinely concerned about my cash flow. He hands me my water pump with a wink and a nod and a tobacco-flavored grin that would knock my mother dead. Well, please don't worry, I've got the cash and the expertise to get me through each crisis. And maybe I don't understand what it takes to be a man, but at least I've got a choice. When I'm in Maryville, Illinois. Hey, Maryville.
Jeff Roberson on the Late Night Talk Show.
Jeff, one thing I like is, you know, I know real big rock stars like Axl Rose use teleprompters, but you don't use them, do you?
No, I try to remember them, and if I don't, I just make it up, and if I don't do that, I just say something else.
Damn fine. Go ahead, Rocker. You're on with Chris and Rob and Jeff and Jim and Tom.
Hey, how's you all doing tonight, man?
Oh, far
damn,
out,
dude. I ain't talked to you all in a long time.
Man, we've missed you, man.
Man, boy,
what you on tonight, Rocker?
That boy you got playing there, he is one whopped individual.
Right on. What do you want tonight?
He'd be cool, man.
Fill us in.
Don't use that word cool, Rocker, all right?
Oh, man.
You
got to
get
cool
through the whole paragraph without using that word cool, okay?
We'd be sorry up here. Anyway, I think there should have been more rock and roll in 1992 than what I listened to, man.
What were you listening to, man?
Well, I was listening, and I was listening for rock and roll, but I couldn't hear any.
What'd you hear, man?
Guns N' Roses, white boys up there, they don't know what the hell they're doing, man.
Word, G.
Fresh.
Yo, Jeff. Kevin. Cool.
Too cool.
Rocker's got a bud.
It's Rocker too.
That's my old bud over there. He's always up here with me.
What's your bud's name?
My bud's name is Roller.
Roller?
Says Rocker and Roller.
This is Rocker and this is Roller.
So what have you guys been doing all night long, as if I should ask?
We've been drinking Wild Irish Rose.
Dig it.
Yeah, all right, that's a rock and roll drink if I ever heard of one.
We always drink it, and we can't get down, we just get some Mad Dog.
So what you're saying is this is a great way to start 93, listening to some real live rock and roll right here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
You got live rock and roll, and you've got live talk on there, and it's just a way to start the year. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Rocker, you got some New Year's resolutions for us?
Well, I think I better stop peeing on people's bushes.
Now, don't stop doing that.
Well, I got
that's good for the soil.
If I get caught doing it again, though.
Hey, baby, you leak your lizard wherever you want to, and you tell him JR said it was okay.
But it depends on what you do it to that. Man, them little cameras, they get you now. They got heat seekers on them.
Where are you taking a leak at?
Well, they ain't going to take it at the 7-Eleven anymore.
What, in the parking lot?
They got these little cameras back there. They follow you.
Oh, you did it in the store?
It picks up the steam, man. It's the steam. The steam is what gets you.
You left a trail of steam and they followed you, huh?
It just picked it up and that little heat seeker.
You know, baby, the steam will always give you away.
Put me 30 days in the hole, man. 30 days in the hole. It wasn't a good hole either. It's just a hole.
You at least picked a secluded spot of the store, didn't you? Where was that, near the potato chips or what?
Right behind the ice machine.
By the ice machine?
The ice machine, right by the Dairy Mart thing there that you sit on when you drink your wine.
Why is there yellow cubes in my drink, Mommy?
Well, I was like I was Kool-Aid bologna sandwiches for 30 days.
Rocker, you're out of control, man. Take it easy. We got to go.
Hey, always out of control, Rude Rocker. Later.
Later, later, later. 749-1444 is the phone number. 749-1444. And let me remind you, if you want to send us fan mail, it's too late to send us Christmas cards, but if you want to send us belated Christmas cards, I got a birthday coming up in April. What about you, Rob?
I have one coming up in 93 sometime, too, yes.
When's your birthday?
August.
August. Okay, I'm April. He's August. So get those Christmas cards in, and you can send them to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, care of WAIF. Boy, we love fan mail, don't we?
Love it, love it, love it.
We get bags and bags of it every week, too. Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio. That's CINCINNATIOHIO 45206.
Sharon, go ahead. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Sweetie.
Okay, sweetie. How are you?
How come you, I didn't get any goodbye present, huh?
Goodbye present?
Yeah, Chris. You heard that message on your answering machine.
Yeah, Chris. This is a personal call, buddy. You want to take it yourself?
I'll take it.
You know, I've never seen Chris wear a flannel shirt until that article appeared in the Enquirer today. That's no lie.
I'm just a whore for fashion.
I've never seen Chris wear a flannel shirt. He's got one on now. It's a very attractive double pocket job.
Oh, it's wonderful, too.
What was your message, Sharon?
Chris, do you have an explanation or not?
For what?
I thought you loved me.
I love you dearly, baby.
Okay.
What do you need to know?
I was just wondering if you were going to say goodbye or not. I mean, I'm leaving tomorrow morning.
Well, Jeff will sing you a little goodbye song.
Okay.
Okay, Jeff, hit it.
What?
Give us a little goodbye song. Like, she's leaving town.
Goodbye, Sharon.
Come on, struggle.
Nice to see you go.
Come on.
No, goodbye, Sharon. It's really nice to see you go. I don't believe all those things Chris said about you. I don't believe you're no goddamn hoe. I think you're a nice girl, Sharon. I really do.
I got a blues feel to it.
I really do.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I guess you're welcome, Sharon.
So, you think I'm a hoe, huh, Chris? How would you know?
Jeff was just saying that.
You ain't never got no action from me, sweetheart. Even though
I think that's what he meant.
Oh! Her last official act while in Cincinnati was to hang up on you.
Good riddance, if you ask me.
Who was that, man? Wait. You heartbreaker. What? You a love them and leave them kind of guy. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk.
They're not calling me Chris from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
What are they calling you?
They're not calling me Gooch. They're calling me the Heartbreaker.
The Heartbreaker?
The Heartbreaker.
You're the man. Bob. You're the man. Bob, go ahead. You're on. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Hey, what do you guys, how many guys are down there?
12.
How many musicians?
Actually, one.
Oh, just one, huh?
Either one or all of us, depending on how you look at it.
Well, it's sounding pretty good.
Hey, man, we're all, like, on, you know, we all play the instrument that is Mother Earth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're all strings on Mother Earth's zitar.
Oh, okay. And Emerson Cady, too, right?
Exactly, man. You're on the wave.
That's it.
So what's going on, Bob?
Well, you mentioned something about the 60s earlier. I just tuned in. What about the 60s?
Do you remember them?
Sure do.
Well, then you weren't there. Let's move on, Bob. What should have happened in 1992 that did not happen?
That didn't happen when?
Well, you know, like...
Oh, yeah, Bob. Where were you in 1970s, Bob?
I was here.
And that was his peyote period. Hey, Bob, like, you know, okay, Lollapalooza came to town, but the Whigs should have headlined, not the Chili Peppers. What do you think should have happened in 92? Was 92 a perfect year, Bob?
Not really.
Well, what? Name one thing that could have made it better.
Playing in a band.
Well, okay, Bob. Keep it personal, then.
No, I'm serious.
What band would you have liked to have played in?
Any decent band with serious musicians.
Okay. It's like ABC or somebody.
Not ABC, but people that were serious about music and like to practice and play. And not just go and play for money without practicing, you know.
Do you think Marky Mark's serious about music?
What?
He looks good in them underwear ads.
There's good that naked chick pressed all over him, too.
What about Marky Mark?
Is he serious about music?
I would imagine so. He was on a Arsenio Hall not too long ago.
Well, that proves he's serious. Word, G, we got to move, Bob. Thanks a lot for your call.
I got a goodbye song here. I'm going to dedicate this out to Sharon because she's leaving town. This is for you, Sharon. Roy Orbison, go, go, go.
Can't be my lovin', baby, you ain't got the style. I'm gonna get some real gone love that'll drive a cool cat wild. Gonna move, roll and ride on down. Gonna get me a gal that'll go out on the town. Well, you gotta move, fall down the line. I'm gonna get me a gal that'll make some time. Can't be quiet, you can't be slow, cause when it starts spreading, gotta go, go, go. Show you ain't so hard. I'm gonna get what you ain't got. She'll be sweet, won't do me wrong. She'll be cool and twice as gone. You gotta roll, move it right on down. Gonna get me a gal that'll go out on the town. Well, you gotta move on down the line. Gonna get me a gal that'll make some time. She can't be quiet, she can't be slow, cause when she starts strutting, gotta go, go, go.
You're back in the house with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Phone number here is 749-1444. I saw something in the paper the other day that I got kind of a kick out of. Cool, we'll put them on. I got a kick out of this. There was an interview with Nicholson, Jack Nicholson, who's starring in a couple of new movies right now, A Few Good Men and Hoffa. There were two quotes from him that I really got a chuckle out of. Roman Polanski thought The Two Jakes was a perfect sequel to one of his better movies, Chinatown. That's the kind of criticism I like to discuss. Now, with an attitude like that, you know Nicholson's okay. But this is my favorite of the two. My daughter was over, he said. She's mad for her Barbies. I wish I put on as many dresses and pairs of pants on and off in real life as I have on Dawes the last couple of months.
And who do we have here on the line?
My name?
Yeah, your name.
My name Orestes Miniminoso.
Oh, it's Miniminoso.
Miniminoso, you heard of me. You heard of me.
Yeah, you are the oldest person to ever play in a Major League Baseball game.
More than that, I got a hit.
You got a hit?
I got a hit. I am the only man who got a hit in the decade of the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. Now, I would have got a hit in the 80s, except I'm going to get the bat around too good in that decade, man. And I
now, you are going to bat, if I remember.
Sure.
And the commissioner, who was it? Uberoff wouldn't let you. Or was
I couldn't even say his name.
He was a punk.
I couldn't even say that guy's name.
He had no respect for you, Manny.
First of all, he didn't understand the game of a baseball. He should have understood the game of a baseball like other commissioners that was in the office before him, but he didn't understand. But basically, I got something on my mind, okay?
What's on your mind, Manny?
Let's start with a couple of basic questions, okay?
Okay.
Who is the coach of the Chicago Bears?
Nobody now.
Nobody's the coach, right?
Right.
You know why? Because that's the way it's supposed to be. Here's another question for you.
Okay.
Today, who is in the Baseball Hall of Fame was not in the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday?
Rahe
Jackson. You know who is not in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Big Dog, Ken Griffey.
Cliff Boyer not in the Hall of Fame.
Big Dog.
Ken Boyer not in the Hall of Fame.
Phil Rizzuto not in the Hall of Fame.
He not, the old scorer, baby, he not in the Hall of Fame.
Hit Ken.
That guy could suck up ground balls like you won't believe.
He is no Dave Concepcion or Luis Aparicio.
Luis Aparicio. He was little but mighty. He was a little tiny shortstop. Luis Aparicio. He's, now, Luis, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Louis deserves to be there.
Louis in the Hall of Fame. You know why?
Why?
You know why he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame?
Why is that?
Cuba C and Cano.
Cuba C and Cano.
You know why I'm not in the Hall of Fame?
S-O-C-K-S?
Cuba. You know why Tony Perez is not in the Hall of Fame?
Because he is a Cuban.
Cuba.
If he's from Cuba.
Cuba, no. Yankee C. Okay? Tony Perez played for the Yankees. He's in the Hall of Fame. Tony Perez played for the Philadelphia Phillies. He's not in the Hall of Fame. Tony Perez played for Chicago Cubs. He's not in the Hall of Fame. He's from Cuba. I'm from Cuba. I'm not in the Hall of Fame. He's not in the Hall of Fame. I could rest my case right there.
Nobody from Cuba in Hall of Fame.
But I'm not. Fidel Castro in the Hall of Fame? No.
Not yet.
No, he's not yet. Okay?
Right.
Now, I got some statistics for you. Okay?
Okay.
Tony Perez, he's a play baseballer. From 1964 to 1986. You know how many years that is?
22.
30, huh?
22?
1964, 1986, 31 years.
Okay, 31.
He played major league baseball for 31 years.
Okay, yeah.
You know how many home runs he hit?
900.